It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
On the Pig 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com, the morning show with John, Anna, and friends. And this is news time, but the news this hour is going to be our friend from the community. Our guest today is Kyle DeLauder from DeLauder's Grocery Store. As I tell you every Tuesday and Thursday morning when they sponsor the local news, that we are so proud that they do that, that they've been around since 1977 serving your family. And Kyle, back in 1977, the people that were serving your family were your parents.
Yeah.
That's when it all got started.
Yeah, that's right. They started in a town they weren't from, and they ran a great grocery store, great business for 30 years, and I took over the reins in 2007, so I'm on year 13/14.
Yeah, heading into 14,
yep,
for sure.
It's all running together.
And it all runs together after a while. But obviously, that means if they've been doing it since 1977.
They're doing it right.
Yeah, you're doing it right. Because, period, for anything, especially a non-chain, to be around that many years, you got to be doing it right. You got to have loyal customers to be able to continue to do that, especially in this day and age where there's not a whole lot of you guys around.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to have loyal customers, but you also have to give them something to come get.
A reason.
You got to give them a reason. Mm-hmm. And so it's so competitive out there in the grocery store world, mm-hmm, that you have to offer stuff that people want, and you also have to give them fair prices. Mm-hmm. And my gosh, sometimes we actually give them better prices than anywhere you can find anywhere else.
Yeah, you're going to hear some of those prices coming up, and you're not going to go, I got to go to the
lottery. We have to go to the lottery.
We are super competitive. We have lots of different suppliers that we work with every day to try to get the best deals so we can throw it out to the customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you were mentioning a minute ago about the current price for beef at your store.
Yeah, so we ran a special last weekend for $1.69 a pound on fresh hamburger meat. Mm-hmm. And that is just crazy considering, you know, just a few months ago it was $5 a pound.
Right.
So all that, hopefully all of that craziness is over with.
Right.
But we like I said, we reach out to 6 different suppliers. We aren't married to just one supplier like a lot of the stores are, the chains are. They're under contract.
Right.
We're not under contract with anybody. And so we are wheeling and dealing and for our meat department, and we get the deals and we just pass them on to the customer. So, you know, you can subscribe to our Facebook page. And because we throw out deals on the regular,
right,
and we might throw something out that we weren't even planning on, and we'll put it together.
Because you found it.
Yeah, we found it. They called us, like, hey, we got this crazy deal on leg quarters, mm-hmm, or a chicken breast.
Right.
Man, leg quarters are so cheap right now.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it. Chicken breasts are cheaper right now. Then, so if you're going to these big stores and you're paying $3 a pound or even $2 a pound for chicken breasts, you might want to go somewhere else because it is crazy cheap right now, and so which is great for the customer.
Uh-huh. Right. And it freezes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And man, we're just having a ball.
Talk a little bit about that the meat market, the butcher. I mean, you're cutting it right there.
Yeah, we do everything.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean,
that's not normal for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, you go into these stores and everything's pumped full of gas because they're doing it maybe off in Chicago or, mm-hmm, something, and they're shipping it down here. It's got fresh hamburger meat, and it's got a 16-day shelf life. It's incredible what they can do.
Right.
Well, we don't do that. We have everything. I had a customer yesterday. They were buying some meat, and like, do y'all do all this here? I'm like, well, yeah.
Do you see the people back there?
Yeah. I mean, we do all everything, whether it's our chicken, our pork, our fresh beef, our steaks, our hamburger. It's all ground there at the store. So Walt Miller is our head butcher, mm-hmm, our market manager. He's got 28 years experience. He's incredible. Mm-hmm. We've got 4 meat cutters beside him. So we've got a full staff of 5 people. They know what they're doing. They're really good at their job. It's actually Walt's and his two sons.
All right.
And then Debbie is in charge of our chicken department. And actually her son, who has a decade of fresh meat experience. So that's our five people. And
what'd you call her on the Facebook when we were on the Facebook?
Well, Debbie, I wanted to give Debbie a very specific job in the meat department.
Right. So you defined her role.
We gave her chicken.
Okay.
And his chicken is so important. And so she has her own section, and we call it Debbie's Hen House.
I love that. All right, Kyle, hang around with us. We're going to talk more about all the things that go on at DeLauder's. If you haven't been there,
go.
You need to go. And we're going to talk more about that coming up. And more of the best and most country coming up on The Pig on a Wednesday morning with John, Anna, and friends. Faith Hill there. And If My Heart Had Wings, Anna.
Okay.
Does your heart have wings?
Probably not.
Okay. 103.985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible. They got a location on Arkansas Boulevard, one in Wake Village, and one up in Ashdown in Little River County. But we've got Kyle DeLauder from Bowie County.
Yay.
Here on the radio this morning, where they've got the DeLauder's Grocery Store in Maud, and they've been there around our area since 1977. His parents got it started way back in the 70s. He took it over about 13, 14 years ago and is continuing strong. We're talking about all the great specials and things. The weekly specials on groceries and beverages can be found on your Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. So you can go to delauders.com, and that'll take you to the Facebook page. You can subscribe to our page, and you can get the alerts when we throw out one of those crazy sales.
And I like it when I get the alert. It's like, ooh, this is on sale.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So it's fun to be able to just, you don't have to wait for the newspaper to break.
Right.
Absolutely. Don't have to do that anymore. Yeah, so now we can just whip up something real quick. And because my people in the meat department, they love selling stuff.
Right.
They love customers coming through and making deals and people just saying, man, this is great. Mm-hmm. So we love selling, and so they get addicted to it, and so we search out those sales and we pass it on to the customer. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun for the customers when they can find that great deal.
Right.
On whatever it is.
Right.
Okay. Whatever it is, it's like if you're looking for a certain item, and man, DeLauder's has got it on sale this week. It's a big win for the customer.
Yeah, we sell a lot of steaks.
Yeah.
So we, you know, you can go to some of these other stores and spend a small fortune on ribeyes, on T-bones, on New York strips. Man, we run that stuff all the time. I mean, right now you can come in and get a New York strip fresh. We cut it. It's beautiful, beautiful red. It's just great. We sell it for $5.49 a pound. You can come in and get ribeye for $6.99 a pound. Like right now, you can come in and you can buy a whole ribeye. So, Anna, you were talking about the ribeye roast.
Right.
So, you can come in and buy a whole ribeye. It'll probably cost you about $80 or $90.
Right.
However, you can tell us, hey, Kyle, we want it cut an inch and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we want steaks, this whole thing with steaks.
Right.
And I want you to vacuum seal two at a time. And so we will do that for you as well. You can throw those in the freezer and they're good for a year.
Right.
Or Anna, if you want a big roast out of that ribeye,
so I get
do that
a couple
as well.
Steaks and then I get the rest as my roast and life is good.
There you go. And obviously you can't eat all those steaks at one time,
nope.
So we can vacuum seal it for you. I mean, where else can
Nowhere.
You go and buy ribeyes
yeah.
for $6.99 a pound?
I don't know any place.
Sometimes we run it cheaper than that.
Right.
I mean, we are super aggressive. And
well, you're talking about the presentation of the meat, the way it looks, the freshness, the color, and all that.
That's what gets me.
You know, when I buy it, it's usually kind of a smaller deal than what Anna does, but it's a smaller deal. But it's kind of like I go to some of these places. I'm not going to name any of them, but you go to some of these places, and then you look at it, and you go, "That's how much," and it doesn't look all that fresh, and I'm going, am I going to spend this money on this, and is it going to be good? You know what I'm saying?
Man, fresh meat is a tricky thing, especially fresh beef, because, you know, it changes color so fast, and that's really just an oxygen thing. That's why some of these stores, they have the prepackaged stuff that they actually pump it with nitrogen. It's to keep the oxygen from changing the color. So, you know, it's a tricky thing, but it's got to be hands-on. Our meat department has to be hands-on with it all day long, 7 days a week, so that when you do come in, you won't find anything that's a little sketchy looking, even though there's nothing really wrong with it. It's only a day or two old. It's just sometimes oxygen gets to it, and it's a tricky thing.
All right. Stay around, because we need to talk about the restaurant part of the business.
Yes, please.
Yeah, because they're cooking food there. And
fried pie.
And hamburger and more. And fried chicken. I heard him say that. But we're going to talk about the restaurant part of DeLauder's as well. Hang with us on The Pig on a Wednesday morning. That's Steve Earle and the Hillbilly Highway. That's the highway that Anna's on. Now that she's from Canada down to Texas, she's on that hillbilly highway.
Yeah, I'm dropping my vowels.
All right. Well, good morning. It's 103.9985 MyPinkRadio.com. The morning show brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They've got three locations to serve you in our area. They're stronger, smarter, and sensible, and they are your financial institution of choice. We've got Kyle DeLauder from DeLauder's Grocery Store in Maud, been serving the four states area since 1977, and you get customers all over the area from outside Bowie County, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. So sometimes we get customers from Genoa, Falk, Mount Pleasant, Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we like to give them a reason to drive all that way way.
So it's worth the drive.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit before we get in, because I know it's about to be deer season and processing. Before we talk about that, let's talk about that restaurant, though, you got in there where you talk about cooking up the good burgers, the fried chicken and catfish and all that.
So, you know, running a grocery store, just being a grocery store, that's hard. Mm-hmm. And there's very, very few of us little guys left. So we had to ebb and flow, and we have gone big into the restaurant business. So we sell a lot of fresh food in our restaurant. A lot of takeout. We have a place where you can come in and sit down.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we sell a lot of stuff. Everything from burgers to pizza to fried catfish.
Fried pies.
Yeah, so we make chicken. We make our own fried pies.
Yum.
We've also got some healthier stuff too. You can come in. You can get a salad with some grilled chicken.
I can do that at home.
We have chicken sandwiches, burritos, quesadillas. I mean, you name it.
And it's there.
Yep, and they're cooking it up for you, and they got the product right there.
Now, do you like cheesecakes?
I like cheesecakes.
Do you like cheesecakes?
We love cheesecakes.
Okay, so we've been doing something for the last probably 5 years.
Uh-huh.
It's my wife, Jillian. She does this. I said, I want to offer something that really nobody else has. And I want something that most people love.
Right.
And I said, I want you to make cheesecakes. She said, I've never made a cheesecake.
Now she does.
And I mean, with the springform pan, the whole thing.
Yeah, the real deal.
It is first of all, when you're baking the cheesecake, it's about a 7-hour process.
Yes.
But the entire process is about a 2-day process.
Wow.
So we make cheesecakes, and we sell the slices by the thousands.
Wow.
It's incredible. So we actually sell whole cheesecakes for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
It's coming up.
Yeah. So,
cheesecake season.
And it's really a bargain. You know, you go to some of these other places, mm-hmm. The factory.
Right.
And the Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. And you'll spend about $60 for a cheesecake. Because, I mean, there really is a lot involved. There's a lot of sugar, a lot of cream cheese, a lot of graham cracker. I mean, it's a lot. You make a cheesecake, you're spending some money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can buy a cheesecake from us for about $35, and that will feed a lot of people.
Not like, if you'd eat more than
telling you,
night, that's
I'm telling
breakfast.
You, it's so rich. I mean, it feeds 20 people.
Right.
Easy. Wow.
And we make everything from pumpkin spice cheesecakes to red velvet cheesecakes.
I love red velvet.
To original cheesecakes, to peanut butter with chocolate cheesecakes, to butter pecan cheesecakes. I mean, we do it all. And so my sweet wife, she has a full-time job. She's a dental hygienist. But let me tell you, I don't think in the last 5 years we have ever ran out of cheesecakes. In fact, we have a six-week-old at the house. I've still got her up there making cheesecakes, and she doesn't want to run out. She takes it very seriously. Right. People love our cheesecakes.
Yes. So we can call ahead and make our order for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You need to do that quick, because like I said, it's a two-day process, mm-hmm. and it's
that'd be a good present.
Cheesecakes,
John,
are very intense.
Yeah.
I've never
cooked a cheesecake, but I've eaten plenty.
I've seen
my mother-in-law fixing cheesecake at home, and it is a process. It is a very order that red velvet. Okay?
No. I've already asked for it for Christmas.
It's on
record. Yeah.
Kyle's gonna hang around because we got to talk about
the deer processing
and the wild hog processing.
Yeah. And the custom sausage.
Yes, we have to do that. So he's going to hang around with us on this Wednesday morning on The Pig, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. More of the best in most country is coming up. Vince Gill there, look at us on The Pig, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. We got Kyle DeLauder from DeLauder's Grocery Store, serving your family since 1977. They're located in Maud in Bowie County. And, off the mic, we were talking about nuts. You got nuts there.
Not the jar.
No, but special nuts. What are you doing?
We have.
Not you, Anna.
Yeah, we have roasted pecans, and they are so good.
All right. And you use those in some of your cheesecakes.
Yeah, that's right. So we were talking about cheesecakes. We every part of the store all kind of works together. You know, the deli, the meat department is making the hamburger for the deli, and they're getting the cube steaks together ready for the deli to use in their country fried steaks. We sell roasted pecans, and they are absolutely out of this world. So I was like, well, let's make a butter pecan cheesecake, and let's use these roasted pecans in the butter pecan cheesecake. Mm. It will knock your socks off, wow. I promise.
So people could call in advance and say, I need 21-pound bags for Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah. That.
They
really
can do that, right?
They're great Christmas presents. Okay. They really are.
Christmas is going to be easy this year. Red velvet cake. And
Something else that is going to be here a lot quicker than Christmas.
Oh, that's right. American Thanksgiving.
And it's already underway a little bit, is the deer hunting, but it gets into full swing as we get into November, obviously.
Yes.
Deer processing, wild hog processing, it's done at your facility too.
And it's convenient.
Oh, yeah. So it's we've been doing this forever, but we have really cranked it up last year. And then this year, we're really blowing the doors off because there's such a demand. And we've doubled our space when it comes to deer processing and deer storage. We have a full staff ready for you right now. We have a full staff that's there 7 days a week. Our meat department is five people. Mm-hmm. And we're there, like I said, 7 days a week. And you can drop off your deer or your wild hog. You can drop it off anytime between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. 7 days a week. And so that is so convenient for the customer. And not only that, so the butcher doesn't even have to be there for you to drop your deer off. So if you happen to drop your deer off when the butcher's not there, that's okay, because mm-hmm. one of the managers, or really one of the cashiers, can go and check you in and get all your information and get your tag and all that stuff and how you want it processed, and we'll get your phone number in case there's any questions. We can call you. So you can drop it off at 8:30 at night, and we can check it in for you. And then another great thing about our business is that when it's time to pick it up, you don't have to make an appointment. You know, you're not going to somebody's house and they're processing your deer and you got to make sure that the guy's there for you to pick up your product. No, anytime when we call you and tell you, hey, John, your deer's ready, mm-hmm. it'll be in the freezer and it'll have your name on it and your ticket there. So you can show up at 7:30 in the morning or at 8:45 at night to pick up your deer. Say, hey, I'm John, I'm here to pick up my deer. And the cashier that has no idea about your deer goes back to the freezer, finds it, takes your money. I mean, that's it.
That's it.
And we take credit cards, obviously. Mm-hmm. Our deer processing is very, very simple.
Uh-huh.
We charge about $69. That's when it starts. If you just want the basic stuff, it's $69.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to add some beef fat or you want to make some sausage, it'll charge you just a little bit more. Most people spend about $95 to $100. We also offer vacuum sealing. So that's something that we've never offered before. People want that because mm-hmm. a lot of people, they don't eat the entire deer that quick.
Right.
No one wants freezer burn.
Yeah. Now, you know what? If you want your steaks vacuum sealed and you don't want to eat those right now, mm-hmm. great. We'll do that for you. It's a very small, I think it's like $10. So.
And you were talking about if somebody's out there, and there's some out there that they want to go out, they want to hunt, they want to shoot, they want to get the deer, but man, skinning it and doing
that's
all
right.
that, they don't want to do it.
That's right. You know, it's not my favorite thing to do either.
It's not fun to field dress.
No, it's not fun. And some people, they just want to go out. Maybe they're with somebody that has some land. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything about deer hunting. That's okay. They go out and they shoot a deer. They don't want to do anything about it. Or maybe they don't know how.
Right.
And they don't want to get blood on them. And that's cool. Well, bring it to us.
Mm-hmm. Quickly.
Bring it. if you need it skinned,
yeah,
not a problem.
Right.
If you need it gutted,
right,
you know, that needs to get to us
quicker the better.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we will skin it for you for $15. We'll even gut it for you for $15. We don't get many of those,
but
they're out there. Mm-hmm. And we just want people to know that if you want to do that, that's fine. Now, Arkansas, there is some stipulations. If you're bringing us a deer from Arkansas, it must be quartered up in an ice chest.
Okay.
I think there's that disease or something.
Yeah, there is.
Yes,
there is.
Yeah.
I know
yes,
what you're talking
about. So, but if it's a Texas deer, I mean, bring it in. Mm-hmm. We'll skin it for you, whatever.
All right. Stay with us, Kyle. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And you and Anna are going to play a quick game.
Yes, we will.
On the radio, believe it or not. And I hope you're as competitive as she is.
I'm not competitive. I just win.
More of the best and most country on the pig. 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And we have got our friend Kyle DeLauder from DeLauder's Grocery Store since 1977. He's been in here talking about all the great things that they do at DeLauder's, and it is a long list of good things that they do there. But it is time for us to play a quick game. If I can find it, Anna, I've lost it.
You're the one with the mouse.
If you would use Control F, you would find things.
I know, but that's so
like.
Yeah,
new
I found
school.
It. I found it.
Good.
The game today is not Anna's favorite. Probably won't be Kyle's favorite, but it's what's up there. It's called Match the Mouth.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to give you a quote from a notable person. They might be a celebrity. They might be a music person. Might be a politician. And give you like four names, and you decide which one said it.
Okay.
Okay? And
all
there's
right.
like three or four of them. Let's see. Here we go. Quote, I'd rather have money and be brokenhearted than be broke and brokenhearted.
Oh, they're not very smart.
Did Christina Aguilera sing that, the pop star? Mariah Carey, also a pop star. Cardi B, who's that? Anna?
Ask your daughter, she'll know.
Oh, she's one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Brown or Drake? Who said, I'd rather have money and be brokenhearted than be broke and brokenhearted?
I don't think it would be Drake, and I don't think it would be Chris Brown. So I'm going to guess Cardi B.
Are you going to agree or another one there, Kyle?
Man, it sounds more like a country song.
Well, they all sound like country songs.
Yeah, it does, and they lost their dog. And yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah, let's go. It's a little too clean for Cardi B.
Okay.
So let's go.
See,
I'm gonna go Chris Brown.
All right, let's see. Actually, somehow or another, Anna got it right. It's Cardi B.
Okay.
Chris Brown, it would not have been that clean.
Okay. Well, let's try the second one.
All right.
Quote, nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get, but if you work really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen.
One of them has to be John Williams said that.
Well, I may have said that, but I'm not on the list. Ellen DeGeneres, Drew Barrymore, Jamie Foxx, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Kimmel. Who said you don't ever get what you want out of life, but, you know, if you work kind and you're hard and work hard and all that. You know.
Jimmy Kimmel may have said that.
don't say Jimmy Kimmel, Kyle. I'll just give you that.
Okay.
See how he cheats.
Conan O'Brien, Jamie Foxx, Drew Barrymore, Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm a big Conan fan.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go with Conan.
Very wise guess. It was Conan O'Brien. Okay. And this is the last one.
Thank goodness.
Okay. I was in a bar, and I said to a friend, you know, we've become those 40-year-old guys we used to look at and say, isn't it sad?
Oh, it is.
Now, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
This quote was a few years ago.
Okay,
this,
so that person
this guy is not 40 anymore.
All right. Is he still good looking?
That Rod Stewart, Ice Cube, George Clooney, Jerry Seinfeld, or Tim Allen. I was in a bar. I said to a friend, you know, we've become those 40-year-old guys we used to look at and say, isn't it sad?
I think it's either Jerry or George. Who do you think?
It sounds a lot like Jerry Seinfeld. I can see him saying that.
Mm.
But I guess that maybe we should say another name, so let's go with George. It's George Clooney.
Let's do George Clooney.
You know what? You guys are right.
Yay! Okay.
Of course, Clooney is more like almost 60 now, so he
yeah,
must
but he's still hot.
He's a good-looking guy.
Okay, that was an old quote. But y'all did quite well for Match the Mouth. All right, once again, Kyle, if you would, for those people out there that just have no idea what's going on, where is DeLauders located, and where can they find you on Facebook and things like that?
So we are in Maud, Texas, on the outskirts of the west side of Bowie County.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Highway 8 and Highway 67. Man, we've been there for almost 50 years. We are just a small-town grocery store, but we actually offer a whole lot of stuff, a host of things. So, you know, if you'd like to come check us out, mm-hmm. we actually get new customers all the time because they hear about us, especially with our meat prices. We seriously have the lowest meat prices in the Arklatex.
Right.
And word gets out, and it's fresh.
Fresh.
And we do everything there at the store. And so, you know, you can spend a fortune going to some of these stores and buying steaks and stuff. And so people are able to come to our store and, you know, spend, $100 on meat, and that'll last them a month. And they are really getting good bangs for their buck. That's why they choose to come out and shop with us.
And Facebook?
Yep, you can go to DeLauders.com. Or you can go on Facebook mm-hmm. and look up me, Kyle DeLauder, or you can look up DeLauder's Grocery.
And as he said, they've got those weekly specials on groceries, beverages, and like I said, they find a good special on meat, chicken, whatever. They're going to get it,
yeah.
And they're going to pass it along to you. And like we've tried to say over and over again, you need to go check them out because they're good hometown people that are serving you, helping you, glad to do it. And you'll be glad you did. Kyle, thanks so much for coming in and joining us this morning. And I know you're going to get busy with the deer season coming and the holiday season coming, but keep it going.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.